it's Aoife here from vertiginoways.com, and today I'm going to tell you about our 24 hours in Siena. On a trip walking the Via Francigena in Tuscany with three colleagues in October, we elected to take an extra day to explore the hilltop city of Siena. It was a decision that I'd happily repeat. Here's our top things to see in Siena. The Siena Cathedral. Siena is home to an eclectic mix of architecture, ranging in style from Gothic to Romanesque style buildings. The Siena Cathedral is particularly interesting. This is a stunning example of the hilltop city's architectural stew, with this standalone building displaying stunning examples of both Roman and Gothic architecture. What's even more interesting about this building is the mix of architects that were involved in its design. Siena's Duomo began construction in the 13th century when it was designed in part by Gothic master Nicola Pisano. His son Giovanni drew up the plans for the lower half of the facade. The facade's upper half was added in the 14th century. The construction of the building was halted during the 14th century when the Black Death wiped out 4/5 of the city's population, and no further work was done on it until the 19th century, when it was extensively restored with the addition of a golden mosaic. The cathedral is home to a number of beautiful works of art, including ones by Pisano, Donatello and Michelangelo, as well as frescoes by Pinturicchio. Torre del Mangia. The Torre del Mangia Tower is an endlessly fascinating piece of architecture. Not only is it beautiful to look at, it's also subject to a number of interesting facts. A marvel of 14th century architecture, the secular tower was designed and built to be the same height as the Duomo di Siena, as a living example of the church and state sharing equal amounts of power. The tower, which translates roughly as Tower of the Eater, gets its name from the first guardian of the tower. This man was said to be a great lover of food and so spent a good deal of his income indulging his interests, and so he was nicknamed Mangia Guadagni, the name given to someone who eats their earnings. Well, if we lived in Siena, we probably would too. The 88 feet tall tower gleans spectacular views of Siena and the surrounding countryside and is open to the public for the small price of 400 steps plus entrance fees. The tower has been replicated all over the world in cities such as Birmingham and Connecticut and is said to be the inspiration for many other pieces of architecture. Indulge in Tuscan food. Tuscan food is a cuisine unto its own. The region has championed the concept of peasant food, a cuisine characterized by comforting and wholesome food made using the cheapest and most accessible ingredients. Italians are artists of food, and with a bountiful selection of fruit and veg as their palate, their creations seldom disappoint. From warming ribollita soup to perfect bruschetta and the classic papa al pomodoro. Truffle hunting. Truffle hunting is a long-standing tradition in the Tuscan countryside. Traditionally, pigs were used to sniff out the precious fungus, but nowadays it's done by specially trained dogs. Truffle dishes can come in various forms, ranging from tagliatelle and ravioli to pizza topping and oil. There are a number of different varieties of truffle. San Miniato is the undisputed capital of the famous white truffle, which comes into season in the autumn months. And finally, enjoy la dolce vita. For more information on walking in Tuscany or to request a quote, contact our travel specialists. Thanks a million for listening. Bye.